Meldrum the Magnificent pulled his twitching ears in below the top of the bar.
Blithers are shooting at us. Nearly had me bury ears pierced just then. Much further to go, chaps.
Dandin held tight to the sheet of bark, sidestepping as an arrow thudded into the earth close to his paw.
What do you think, Iris? Is this far enough?
He asked. The otter squinted through a knothole at the castle.
This will do. Here goes number one.
She ran from behind the shield, a shaft already strung tightly on her bowstring. Taking quick aim, Iris fired and nipped back behind the shield as a volley of arrows zipped from the battlements at her.
Too high,
she said.
It hit the stones above the gatehouse window, but Marielle knows what we're up to now. She's pulled back out of sight and put a table upright in the window space. Right, here goes my second shot. It won't hit. It's only a rangefinder.
Notching another arrow on her string, the otter leaped out and fired. She watched the arrow in flight for a brief moment before diving back under cover.
Thought so. Too low. Give me the arrow with a message tied to it, Dandin. I've got the range now.
Fitting the third arrow to her bow, Iris waited a moment as a hail of arrows passed overhead.
One, two, now!
She sprang into the open, bowstring taut against her cheek, and squinting one eye along the arrow, she released it. Thunk! Muta and Rab stood guarding the door against any sudden attack as Marielle tugged at the arrow buried in the tabletop.
Whoever shot that one knew what they were doing,
she said admiringly. Nagru and Silvermord had both been in line with the rats on the battlements, shooting arrows for all they were worth. The Foxwolf put aside his bow as the three figures retreated behind their shield.
Stop shooting,
he ordered.
They're out of range now, all down to the drawbridge. Come on, you fumble-pawed lot, shift yourselves.
A big grey rat named Grutch was in charge of the ranks that stood, six deep, blocking the open drawbridge entrance. He saluted Nagru smartly.
All quiet here, Lord. No sign of any attack yet.
The Foxwolf glanced up at the gatehouse window high above.
It will come, though, Grutch. I want this entrance guarded night and day. No lapses, stay alert. Those three in the gatehouse have received a message from their friends.
Marielle unrolled the thin strip of cloth from around the arrow shaft and read aloud the charcoal scrawl to the badger and the otter.
Hold gatehouse long as you can. Gale gone to raise an army. It is war.